Good morning, Morning Star. How y'all doing? Sound like y'all want to have some church up in here. Somebody feeling the spirit. That's a good thing. I come in this morning fired up. Couldn't sleep last night for being fired up. Wasn't tossing and turning, but just lying there in joy. Feeling the spirit of the Lord. While he prepared me to deliver his message to his people. Amen. First giving honor to God, who's first in my life. First in your life, I hope. Giving honor to my pastor, the Reverend Dr. Dennis Lee. To our First Lady, his lovely wife, the Reverend Charlotte Deach. Giving honor to this pulpit roster, to these great preachers what standing and working on the wall, which I know that the job ain't always easy. I give honor to the deacon board, the chairman of the board, Deacon Macmillan. I give honor to the trustee board, in the absence of the chairman of it, Mr. Montgomery. I give honor to these fine deaconesses, to these great ushers. I give honor to these great musicians. I give honor to these beautiful choirs. I give honor to all of you, which I don't take lightly for no one to not to be honored. But most of all, I just want to thank God for the congregation. I thank God this morning. I want to thank God for allowing me to stand here this morning. I thank God for my pastor allowing me this opportunity. I thank you, Pastor Dick. I thank God for being God all by himself. As I was sitting there and meditating, and the Spirit come upon me, I recalled a song that the inspiration the choir used to sing a long time ago when I come here. And I always wanted to sing it, but I didn't want Miss Deb to think that I was trying to steal her little music. So I kept my mouth closed. Not that the choir haven't sung beautiful already, but when God lays some on my heart, I usually try to be obedient and do what he asks me to do. And if you like, Ms. Deb, you can help me. And if you don't, that's all right, too. I'm going to sing it anyhow. I love the Lord. I really love the Lord. I say I love the Lord. Oh, I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. Gave me the victory. Love the Lord. I really love. You don't know. Yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. I really love the Lord. Thank you. Our Heavenly Father, our strong God, our Creator and our Maker, the Lord of our salvation. Lord, I come this morning the only way I know how, humble and calling on your name. Lord, I come this morning in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your many blessings, how you have washed over us, how you have kept us, Lord Jesus, how you have stood by us when we was all alone. Now, Lord, I ask that you lead and guide. Keep, Lord Jesus, me upon your statutes, that I may do the thing that you would have me to do, that I may deliver your word upon these people the way you ask me to. Oh Lord, I ask that you just please, Lord, stand by me as I go through this journey. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. We know that the scripture was read early from the book of Matthew's, from the 17th chapter, from the first down through the 8th verse. But I'm going to piggyback on just one, which would be verse 7. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Ushers, you may take your seats. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise and be not afraid. Here we are. Living in a mean world. A world so full of sin. A world so corrupted. A world that is so confused. A world that is so messed up. A world that's messed up on every four corners, in the south, east, and the west. Nation over nations are torn all apart. We're living in a world where there is confusion in the homes, confusions on the jobs, confusion in the schools, even confusion in the churches. Oh, come on, I know I can get a witness in here this morning. We all living in the same world. If I like to use for a subject this morning, I like to stand this morning and tell you that you're safe. You are safe. No matter how terrible or how much trouble or how many problems arise in our lives, if you're with Jesus, you are safe. I come this morning to share this message with you that the Lord gave me. As I was studying this text, I sat at the table. I like to watch TV and read at the same time. Something caught my attention. And when I turned off the TV, something wrong. But something caught my attention when I was reading this passages of scripture. I get up and I turn off the TV. Not turn it down, but I turn it off because I want to hear the Lord speak. See, you can hear God speaking to you no matter how great a noise it is around you. No matter how much corruption going on around you. When the Lord speak, you will hear Him. And when I was reading the scripture, and when I ran across the part where He say, and Jesus came, and He touched him, and He said, arise, and be not afraid. How many of us done been in that situation? How many of us done been afraid? Come on now. You don't have to be afraid up in here. I just told you when you were Jesus, you're saved. But Jesus have a way of letting you know that you don't have to be afraid. Here He was after 6 days in His teaching of the disciples, showing them and teaching them what would become of Him at a certain point of life. Some things that Jesus was teaching disturbed them. Something that Jesus showed them excited them. But there was things that He showed them that frightened them. Amen. Amen. There are things that God can do in our lives that will bring us great joy. There are things that God will do in our life will give us laughters. But there are also things that God would do in our lives will frighten us. Like when He called me to preach, He frightened me. I'm telling y'all this morning. Go ahead and relax. You ain't got to sit in the saddle too tight. This ain't going to be no shoot you down sermon. This one's going to pick you up. When He called me to preach, I tell you, He frightened me. I got to looking all around because I wanted to make sure there was another Sylvester around somewhere. Why is God telling me to go preach His word? I ask. Who am I so great to do this type of thing? Not putting myself down, not giving myself no credit, but the thing I was wondering, is it really me that He want to use? See, when God does things in your life that you're not expecting, or come on in here, somebody done had some surprises. When God do things in your life that you are not expecting, it can kind of shake you up. It can make you take off running. I've known people to have heart attacks. Because then they just didn't want to believe that it was the Lord. Well, look at these disciples. They've been around Jesus. They've walked with Him. Done talk with Him. Done sup with Him. Done prayed with Him. Done watched Him work. Knows the signs of the power of God. Done been everywhere Jesus went. But during the period of transfiguration, somebody's going to change. Out of all the braveness that Peter, James, and John had, they had never seen anything like this. Just somebody say, I've never seen anything like this. The Bible say that when He stood on the rock, and He placed them in separate places. See, sometimes God got to separate us to get us to believe something. Sometimes you can't keep folk too tight when you want to make things right. Sometimes you got to separate them. Most of the time they ain't going to believe you, no way. And then I'm going to tell you something. Jesus said it like this. If I place John over here, and I place Peter over here, look here. See, he know Peter was going to be the one anyhow with all the questions. So he said, I'm going to put him by himself. Huh? He said, then I'm going to put his other brother over here. Then I'm going to keep this one down low. What Jesus was doing is he wanted everybody to identify him for themselves. You got to know how to identify Jesus for yourself. As I was studying the text, after Jesus did the transfiguration, and after all the disciples could say to him was, Lord, we have seen Moses, we have seen Elijah, and we heard you talking with them. But old Peter didn't answer and said, Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. But why? Peter was planning for Jesus. Jesus was planning for him. And that's what I stopped to tell you this morning. You can't plan for Jesus. The only thing you can do for Jesus is to live for Jesus. Obey Jesus. And do the thing that Jesus will have you to do. And the reason why I stood back when I was studying this subject, and I allowed Jesus to give me a title. He said, you tell them that it's safe. Because when you're in the midst of his presence, Jesus got your back. As I was contemplating and writing, I was putting together some notes here. And as I looked over these notes, I started reading about being safe. You see, I can come and tell you anything this morning or tomorrow or maybe the next day about being safe. But as I was studying, safe is a word that describes protection. You know how we need alarm systems in our house. We got them. Well, I want to tell you this morning, tell ADT, you got a better service. I stopped by this morning to let you know that no matter what that computer do, Jesus is ahead of it. No matter how quick 911 can knock on your door, Jesus already been unfixed it. I want you to know this morning that safe is a word that everybody depends on. Safety. In our lives today, there are many, many components. We have safety for the home. We have safety for the family. We have safety for the churches, the schools, our jobs. Everybody know when you first get into anything that you ain't doing yourself, you need some security. You go out and you apply for a job. In your orientation, the first thing you want to know is about your security. What kind of package will I receive? Am I going to have health insurance? Am I going to have dental insurance? Am I going to have vision insurance? We need security. No matter what type of life you live, you're going to need some security. If you live in a club life, you're going to need a bouncer. Because somebody going to act a fool. If you live in a Christian life, you're going to need some prayer. Because something going to always be troubling your heart. If you're living in a sinful life, you definitely going to need some security. You're going to always be looking over your shoulder, wondering which way the enemy is coming from. But I stopped by to tell you this morning, protection is a thing that we all need. On the job, in the schools, and everywhere else we go. As I study, I run across in the word of Proverbs 29:5. The fear of a man bringeth a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. Trust in the Lord. You shall be safe. Bear with me just a little bit. I ain't going to hold you long. I got a lot of paper up here, but see, I'm just doing this until the Lord comes. And I know he got something better to tell you than what I've got here. He say that putting your trust in the Lord and you shall be saved. Luke said it like this. And I say unto you, my friend, be not afraid of them that kill the body. Huh? And after they have no more that they can do. I tell you, don't worry about them, he said, because you're saved. Luke said it like that. You are saved. Jeremiah said in 1:17 that now there are something you must do to be saved. He said, see, you must have some assurance. Great God, some assurance. Don't you know when you got Jesus on your side? He's the best thing that ever could happen to any of us. If you want some protection, get Jesus. You can call him in the morning. You can call him in the noonday. You can call him in the evening. You can call Jesus whenever you feel like it. His line is always open. You don't get no answer machine. You don't have to worry about no busy signal. And guess what? You don't have to worry about being turned down. You can call on Jesus whenever you need some assurance. He said to make sure you got some assurance. Make sure that you know the Lord. Anybody in here know the Lord? Anybody here will just walk with him. Just talk with him. I mean, have a shown up relationship with the Lord. That's what I call assurance. When you know you have a friend like Jesus. When you got a friend like Jesus, you don't have to be worried about things all the time. Because you'll be able to handle a little something. Jeremiah say, you got to be girded up. And when you are girded up, you can handle some things. When you are girded up, you learn how to wait on the Lord. And when you wait on the Lord, you will be safe. How many times we done stepped out in the front of him? Jake, I know I always say it all the time, I got this. But then when you find yourself bogged down, toe up, troubled, can't do nothing with what you done grabbed. Just a little too much for you. Because you've been and got ahead of the Lord. I tell you this morning, sisters and brothers, you have to learn to wait on the Lord. You can't hurry God. You can't hurry God's work. You can't hurry nothing that God have his hands in. Because he got everything set at his own appointed time. I stopped this morning to tell you. I heard old man Jeremiah say, if you wait on him, you'll be safe. Gird up yourself and arise and speak unto all the commands. And that he said, I want you to know. He said to go out and tell them. He said, tell them this morning that they are saved. Which means that you don't have to be frightened anymore. You don't have to be all up in the air anymore. You don't have to be running around here with your head all tore up. Because you done made a mistake. You got to learn how to turn around. You know how you have to go back to the natural. Everything we try don't work. Trying stuff. Because you thought it would be all right. All right stuff get you messed up. I just told you, I told Jake, I can handle it. But when you all alone. And then got yourself all uptight. And nobody there to help you out. That's when you need that assurance. So you can fall back on the Lord. Call on Him. Tell Him all about your troubles. Tell Him, say, Lord, I thought I could make it work. But now I realize that I've gone in the wrong direction. Lord, I realize that I should have waited until I got an answer from you. Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth in years of mourning. How many of you have made a deal this week? And on Friday you find out it wasn't really what you wanted. But if you just had consulted the Lord and waited on His answer, it may not have been so terrible. But I come to tell you this morning, it's never too late to get it right. It's never too late to get it right. You found out that when you live in this army of the Lord, that things gonna get a little rough. When you fighting in a battle and you don't know where artillery is coming from, you can hear the shells whistling. You can see the tracers flying through the air. But where the bullet hits, you have no idea. But I stopped to tell you this morning, when you got some assurance, you will be protected. I hear the Lord say to the Israelites over in the book of Isaiah. He said, when you come through the river and when you come through the flood, He said, don't worry, because I'll be with you. I heard Him say to the three Hebrew boys, when you get thrown in the burning furnace, He said, don't worry, you'll be safe, because I'll be with you. I stopped to tell you this morning, Morning Star, no matter what you're going through, I want you to know that God is right by your side. I want to encourage you this morning that He may not come when you want Him, but I promise you He'll be right on time. Oh my God, He never fails. He said He never leave you nor forsake you. I heard Him say, if you want to be saved, just take the time and to call my name. I remember not long ago, I had a problem in my mouth. And it kept nagging me. You know, you some things you just can't tell your spouse. Because they're going to tell you, you need to do this. And you need to do that. But I had some assurance. I fell down on my knees. And I called on the Lord. And I said, Lord, you know I don't like needles. You know I hate a dentist. God knows I do. But we need them. Because they can help us. I called on the Lord. I said, Lord, show me what must I do. When I prayed about that thing, I got on the telephone and I made a phone call. And the old man said to me, he said, "You come on and talk to me. And we'll see about this thing." And when I got there, don't you know when he touched me, felt like it was already healed. Just because he was the dentist. And that's just like Jesus. When you call on the Lord and you feel his presence, it's just like when he touched you, it's all be made all right. I want you to feel me this morning. I tell you, there are things that are in our life that tempt us, that bring us on levels way beyond Christ. I want to show you something this morning. There ain't but one level in Christ. I don't care how tall you is, you can be 6'11". You still ain't gonna get above Jesus. I don't care what nobody tell you. I don't care where you go in life. I don't care what you gain. You will never max out with Jesus. The reason why I'm telling you this morning. See, some folk think you have to be on their level. God ain't got every man, every woman, boy and girl on the same level. Do you hear me this morning? Let me help you. Just because your brother did 6 years in college and you never attended, that don't make him no greater than you. Just because your father didn't go to the military and didn't do a 20-year career, that don't make Danny's father better than yours. Just because your mother don't have all the fancy clothes and the big car to drive, Bobby Jean mama ain't better than your mama. I want to tell you something about the touch. These disciples was afraid after Jesus had transfigured. But Jesus touched them. He said, just because you are not able to do what I can do, let me share something with you. You don't have to be afraid of me. I want to tell somebody in this church something this morning. Just because you can't sing like Miss Dale, you don't have to be afraid to sing. Because your level of singing may not be like Miss Dale's level of singing. Just because Brother McCollum plays a great tune. And if you want to pick, you go ahead on. Because you're not on the level that Brother McCollum is on. My anointing is not your anointing. My praise is not your praise. My life is not your life. But I want to share with you this morning. We all need to get on the level with Jesus. You want to be transfiguration? Get on Jesus' level. I tell you, he can make a change in your life. I want you to know that this morning. You can't serve God like you serve man. What you mean about that, preacher? I'm glad you asked. I tell you. You can't be telling God you're going to do this and you're going to do that and don't do it. Because I'm going to tell you, he's going to hold you to it. I'm a living witness. You ain't making God no promises and don't fulfill them. Because he's going to deal with you. Then you know what he's going to do? Right in your presence. Just like he did these disciples. These boys, guess what they ran into? A direct revelation. A direct revelation. When God showed you something right in your face, he didn't send nobody to tell you. He didn't go get nobody to tell them to bring you. He brought it to you himself. He brought these guys a direct revelation. He showed them who he was. How many here want to show somebody who you is? Good God Almighty. Do you want them to know you got the power? Somebody in here this morning know that they got the power to serve God, to praise the Lord. You don't have to be afraid to serve God. You don't have to be ashamed to serve the Lord. If you know all he done for you. I think about the goodness and all that he have done for me. It make me just want to cry out. Glory. Hallelujah. I find myself sometime just like these disciples wondering, do I have to feel the ways of life? I learned how to take it slowly. Our journeys on the highway early in the mornings. Sometimes there are things that I see and it amazes me. And I'm talking to the Lord all the way on my journey. And I ask the Lord, Lord, is this what you want it to be? Is this how you intend for it to be? Then I ask him, now, you know I need to be at the job at a certain time. But here it is, traffic backed up 20 miles. Then I hear him speak. He said, just hold your peace. This is for a reason. See, sometimes we can get in too big of a hurry to do what man wants you to do. But we ain't too eager to hearken to what God wants us to do. I want to tell you this morning, we're running a race and we don't even know why. We're running too fast and ain't going to never get there. Because if we don't put Jesus first, we will not make it. The reason why I say that, the race, y'all, is not made for the swift, but it's made for the strong. I stopped by this morning just to share with you those few words. Just stay with me. Remember to stay girded up. And the Lord will keep you. And he'll bless you. If you need a blessing, and you need a healing, gird up your lines, and Jesus will care for you. I stopped to tell you this morning, just like these disciples, when they was journeying with Jesus, I don't believe Jesus left anything out that he did not want them to know. I believe Jesus was telling them as he journeyed through this life, I'm going to leave you one day. And I want you to know how to be secure. I believe Jesus was telling them that on my day of crucifixion, you don't have to be afraid. Because this is not happening to you. This is for me. He said that this cup that I drink of, yeah, you may drink of. This baptism, that I be baptized of, yes, you may be baptized of. But this journey that I am taking, you cannot follow me. You will not be able to stand it. This is only for me. But I can see these disciples when he started telling them that don't worry about not being secure. Don't worry about not being able to do the things you want to do. And instead, while he was yet speaking, behold, a bright, bright cloud overshadowed them. That's what the Bible say. And to behold a voice out of a cloud which said, this is my beloved son, who I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I say that to say this. Don't you know if God is pleased with Jesus, then you got all the protection you need. Because when God has got his hand in it, ain't no wrong can take you out. I say this to say this. When you go in through your changes in life, give it to Jesus. Make no difference what it is. Give it to Jesus. You'll be saved. That problem that you have, and you've been trying to solve it, and you can't fix it, give it to Jesus. You'll be safe. That sickness in your body that's been carrying you back and forth to the doctor, and you just seem not to be able to get rid of it, give it to the Lord. He'll heal you. The scripture just told you that Jesus touched the disciples, and they were not afraid anymore. So anybody in here want to touch the Lord? Anybody feel like they need to put their hands in Jesus' hand? Anybody in here feel this morning that you're afraid to reach out and touch someone? Well, I tell you, touching is powerful. Y'all know it is. Look around you. Everybody in here ain't single. And most of it comes from being touched. See, some of us can't talk too well anyhow. We don't know what to say, but we can touch and make everything all right. Sometimes just a little rub will make it okay. But Jesus, being who he was, had all power in his hand. Jesus, being who he was able to do the things that he did. Jesus, I tell you, Mary's baby, being who he was able to help these disciples along the way. Anybody need help this morning? Anybody need to be led in the right direction? Anybody need to be picked up and turned around? Anybody's feet need to be planted on solid ground? Well, I tell you this morning, try Jesus. He's able. And then you don't have to worry about not being safe. You don't have to worry about him talking about you. You don't have to worry about him telling your business to nobody else. See, when you're with Jesus, you're safe. You don't have to worry about him going back and telling somebody that, you know, Reverend Young come and told me he had a situation and he don't know what to do. But see, when I have a little talk with Jesus and I tell him all about my problems, I don't have to worry about Jesus telling nobody else. See, Jesus is not like that. Jesus worked in one way, and that's the right way. I believe when Jesus was doing his ministry and teaching his disciples how to walk in the right direction, I don't believe he had no doubt that some of them was going to do what they wanted to do. But he knew sooner or later that they would return for him to touch them. I think Jesus was on his way into his last moments of life on this earth when he asked them young men to follow him to the mountain. I believe he had got tired of wandering throughout the world showing them and teaching them that the power of God is real. I believe he knew that his time was now winding up. I believe Jesus was ready to go home. I come to tell you this morning, I don't think God was even thinking about Jesus being afraid at all. I believe Jesus was just ready to do God's will. I want you to know this morning, if you want to do God's will, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because Jesus will touch you and he will show you the way. If you need anything from the Lord, don't be afraid to ask Him. If you need more love, don't be afraid. Ask the Lord. If you need more peace in your life, don't be afraid. Just ask the Lord. If you need Him to help you with anything, just ask in Jesus' name. Maybe there's someone today who's been willing and waiting and hoping to hear from Jesus. But I stopped this morning to tell you, if you go down on your knees and you call on the Lord and you pray to Him about your troubles, you go down on your knees and you call on the Lord and you ask Him, say, Lord, here I am. Take me, shape me, mold me, use me for whatever you want me to be. And I come to tell you, sisters and brothers, God is standing there with His arms stretched wide open, waiting on you, waiting to shape you into what you want to be, waiting to mold you into what you need to be, and waiting to love you how you need to be loved. I don't believe He would have you being afraid. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and they were so afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes and they saw no man, said, Jesus only. Before I take my seat, there's one more thing I want to leave with you. If you ever have an encounter with Jesus, you make sure that you are ready to be set free. You make sure that you are ready to do God's will. You make sure that you are ready to live for Jesus. Because when you meet Jesus, your life won't be the same. The things you used to do, you won't do no more. The way you used to act, you won't act like that no more. The things you used to say, you won't talk like that no more. When you meet Jesus, I tell you this morning, being afraid is not a good thing, because it keep people hiding. It keep people to themselves. You ever been afraid? Somebody knock on your door, curtains closed, won't even answer the door. And then if any of the children there, I remember coming up, my aunt would say, tell them I ain't here. And her son would go to the door and say, mama says she ain't at home. But I want to tell you something about being afraid. You don't have to be afraid. When you can't do a thing, you just can't do it. And if you don't know how to do a thing, I said it to you earlier, call on the Lord. I know He can do all things. As I look back over my life, and I can see how the Lord has brought me. Even though I didn't always do the things He asked me to do, but He kept on blessing me. And I wonder sometimes, what was it that God seen in me that He wouldn't let me go? And after I read this Bible, I find out the reason why He kept me. Because He knew I wasn't afraid. I sometimes feel like Paul. I knew God used him because he had a backbone. Paul was a Christian killer in the name of Saul. And when God found out that he wasn't afraid, God said, well, maybe I can take him and transfigurate him and use him to be a Christian.